really for the first time in history, the House of Representatives adjourned way earlier than expected. They actually adjourned what they call sine die, or final adjournment, on Tuesday of the last week of session. They sent several bills over to the Senate, and once the House adjourned, it was a take-it-or-leave-it situation. They still have not come to agreement on anything in the budget. They cannot even come to agreement on what we call allocations, which is how much money will be given to each individual areas of the budget, say transportation or environmental, those kind of things. And the state fiscal year ends June 30th. So at this point in time, it looks like they will be coming back the last 2 weeks of June. It's going to take some time for the wounds to heal so they can start back talking.
Of course, those involved in agriculture are wondering what all of this means to issues they've been tracking all session. So Art explains where some of those stand.
All the ag bills that we were following were sitting in the Senate, and they died as well. They were not picked up and heard. We were successful in amending the Burt Harris Property Rights Act to strengthen it, and we were successful in making some changes to the commercial trucking laws, making it easier for those pulled over for overweight trucks to appeal their case.
Friday, May 1st, was the final scheduled day of the 2015 legislative session, but the Capitol was, for the most part, quiet, with House members going home Tuesday and the Senate wrapping up on Wednesday. But lawmakers will have to be back at some point for a special session to finish the budget before the new fiscal year starts on July 1st. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.